Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Aircraft disaster in Philadelphia. The latest from KYW News Radio.
We were already a nation in mourning after the plane crash in D.C. earlier this week. The American Airlines plane crashing with a helicopter, a military helicopter. There were no survivors. The plane and the chopper plunging into the Potomac. All of this takes a heavy emotional toll on all of us, whether or not we know anyone who was affected directly by these crashes. But seeing that plane crash into the ground last night in Philadelphia, it felt like the world was on fire. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams spoke to Bryn Mawr psychologist Amanda Viner about the effects of witnessing repeated traumatic events like this.
Like, it's been such a stressful week, and this is the second time in a week that we have witnessed people perishing in a plane crash. What are some of the common psychological effects of witnessing traumatic events like that?
Literally, when we observe a traumatic event, our bodies have a stress response, and they literally release stress hormones. So with the repetition of so many traumatic events, our system really gets into this fight or flight mode. You know, we're not really hardwired to see this many events and repeated events over and over again, like we see in the media. And our systems really aren't wired to handle that. So a lot of the time when we see this, we can really see an uptick in a lot of anxiety and even acute stress, kind of where our systems are going into overdrive.
Absolutely. And what about the children? Is it especially difficult for children to understand these events, and how does it affect them? Because I know there are many children that saw the crash last night.
Yeah, especially children too. They have a certain understanding of the world. And when you see plane crashes, especially in your area, you know, and people being affected in your area, it really creates this feeling that flying isn't safe, that maybe I am not safe, anything can happen at any moment. You can see longer term impacts for, you know, panic disorder, flight anxiety, and an overgeneralization. I mean, we know that technically driving is less safe than flying, but it can create this feeling that flying is even more dangerous than statistically that it is.
What about the neighborhood where this crash occurred? We were talking, you know, before we started about the fact that, you know, marginalized neighborhoods and people are already feeling stressed this week with the impact of this plane crash in the area. Is this just making things worse? How do you think it's affecting them?
Yeah, so there's this questionnaire called Adverse Childhood Experiences. And basically, the more children are exposed to any kind of traumatic event, so that's themselves witnessing a traumatic event, seeing trauma repeated over and over again, they are more likely to develop post-traumatic stress disorder, you know, later in life or even.
Mayor Sherrill Parker says anyone who needs to access mental or behavioral health services should contact the city's Department of Behavioral Health and Intellectual Disability Services.